You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In February, the League of Women Voters sent a letter to Congress asking the legislative body to stand up to unconstitutional actions being taken in the executive branch. Local chapters are now following suit and asking voters to do the same. The League of Women Voters of Appleton Fox Cities and the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County came together to encourage all Fox Valley voters to contact their federal legislators about what they see as a crisis for our democracy. Linda Biella, president of the Appleton Fox Cities chapter.
We demand that our congressional representatives, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, honor their oaths and protect us, their constituents, from this breathtaking power grab by the executive branch of the government.
The LWV feels that the attempt to end birthright citizenship in the United States, the firing of 17 inspectors general without giving Congress the required 30-day notice, the ongoing effort to dismantle federal agencies such as the U.S. Department of Education, allowing private citizens who have not been elected or subjected to senatorial approval access to private sensitive data of the American people, and the attempt to reduce the federal workforce without providing employees due process are all unconstitutional actions taken by the executive branch. The building that used to house the Campus Center for Equity and Diversity on the UW-Oshkosh campus, which was for sale, had no takers. The deadline for requests for proposals passed with no response. A campus spokesman said the university will now explore other options for the empty building on West Irving Street. In less than a week, the spring election will be held. In-person absentee voting will continue through Sunday, although some places will wrap it up on Friday or Saturday, so check with your local municipality for in-person absentee voting times. The last day to request an absentee ballot is tomorrow, though that's cutting it close if you're going to mail it back. It may be best to return your ballot in person. Statewide voters will be casting their ballots for the Supreme Court race, and they'll also choose the superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction. Additionally, there's a statewide referendum on a constitutional amendment regarding voter ID. In Northeast Wisconsin, several school board races will be decided, common council members will be elected, and in Winnebago County, the election for county executive pits incumbent John Damel against Assemblyman Gordon Hintz. Oshkosh Area School District has a $197.8 million referendum on the ballot. West De Pere Schools have a $9.925 million referendum on the ballot. And Shiacton School District has two referendums on the ballot. Visit myvote.wi.gov for your polling place and to find out what's on your ballot. With all eyes on the state Supreme Court race, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has announced that nearly 200,000 ballots have already been returned as of Friday. The nonpartisan race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel has garnered national attention and quickly became the most expensive Supreme Court race in the state's history. Officials say that in the Supreme Court race 2 years ago, at this point in the election, fewer than 32,000 early voting ballots have been returned. Republican leaders may delay work on a state budget until the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules on Democratic Governor Tony Evers' extensive veto authority. Joanne Krulatz has details.
During a press conference at the Capitol last week, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Evers wants to be an emperor and act as if the legislature is nothing more than a speed bump. Republicans are working on a tax cut ahead of the budget. Representative Mark Bourne, co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee, said leadership has made it clear that it's going to be a key part of starting the budget process. Bourne said they'll be moving forward on that in the next few weeks and trying to find ways for the governor to work with them. Evers spokeswoman, Britt Cutabek, said in a post on X that Republicans want to delay the budget because they're hoping Elon Musk can buy Brad Schimmel a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford faces conservative Waukesha County Judge Schimmel in a race that will decide the court's ideological makeup and the fate of Evers' veto.
A recent report found Wisconsin's roadways ranked 26th in overall road cost effectiveness and condition. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why the potholes are more persistent now.
Pothole season is Mother Nature's way of testing our suspension. With the crazy ups and downs in temperatures we experience in spring, it tears up our streets. Now, potholes are made primarily from the water seeping into the pavement and weakening the soil underneath it. Then, the freeze and thaw makes it worse. Because as water freezes, it expands and breaks the pavement. Then we drive right over it, ripping it apart further. Any driver who spots a pothole can report it to their county's highway department. And if your car does get damaged from a pothole, the state or county is not liable for your damages. You're going to have to get a hold of your insurance company for that. And hitting a pothole can cause costly damage to your car's tires, wheels, suspension, and alignment. Always scan the road so you can spot a pothole. And pay attention to water melting from a snowbank, because that can make it hard to see how deep and damaging the pothole really is.
The state's worst category in that report was urban arterial pavement condition, where it ranked 44th in the country. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks lose Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Nuggets tonight in Denver, but it will be without Damian Lillard, who after missing the last three games is out indefinitely. The Bucks say an MRI showed the 34-year-old's calf muscle injury is a result of a blood clot or deep vein thrombosis. He's now undergoing treatments with a blood thinner. That means more playing time for 22-year-old Ryan Rollins at point guard, Brooke Lopez.
Obviously, no one's going to be Dame but Dame. He's done a great job of coming in, being himself, and finding a niche that, oh, like Dame, you know, only he can do. He comes out there and he makes a difference in his way. He gets in guys, defends them full court, picks up 94 feet. Offensively, he's been great at running the offense and then getting to his stuff when he can. You know, he has a lot of stuff with him. He's made a difference that way as well.
College basketball. The Badgers' new women's head basketball coach is Robin Pinchton. She comes to Madison after 15 years as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music streaming platform Napster has been sold for $207 million. The former popular music pirating platform was purchased by a biotech company called Infinite Reality. The company is hoping to grow the brand and give it more social media platform characteristics. Napster transformed from an illegal way to get music to a subscription-based legal platform. In a related story, did you have any idea Napster still existed in any form? Me either. If there's one thing missing on TV I think we can all agree on, it's more high-end art-based dramas. Adam Driver and Jessica Chastain will star in a new show on Apple TV from the creators of The Morning Show called The Dealer. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the show is described as a biting exploration of power, class, seduction, and culture set inside the world of the high-end art market. Finally, a show hardly anyone can relate to. Nepo baby Gwyneth Paltrow is at it again when it comes to being Gwyneth Paltrow. She recently made comments during an interview with Vanity Fair downplaying the role of intimacy coordinators on movie and TV sets. The incident happened while Gwynnie P was shooting a film called Marty Supreme with Timothée Chalamet, who is 23 years younger than her. The two have several intimate scenes together. When the intimacy coordinator approached the actors and asked if they were comfortable, Paltrow responded by saying in her usual "I wish I was British or black" voice, "Girl, I'm from the era where you get naked, get in bed, and the camera's on." She continued saying she didn't even know that intimacy coordinators were a thing and added it stunts creativity when someone is telling her where to put her hands. Her comments were called irresponsible and disrespectful toward intimacy coordinators who are there to protect actors who are oftentimes younger women. In actors fishing for work news, Josh Hutcherson says he would love to do another Hunger Games movie. Crazy that an actor would want another huge paycheck, but whatever. Hutcherson played Peeta, Katniss's love interest, in the Hunger Games movies. The franchise put out a prequel, The Hunger Games, A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and will follow the prequel with a sequel to the prequel, also based on Suzanne Collins' prequel book called Sunrise on the Reaping. Not sure if Hutcherson will cash another paycheck from the franchise if they keep making prequels. We talk about movie grosses at the box office frequently, but how about a big Broadway theater splash at the gate? George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck broke a record on Broadway by bringing in $3.3 million in 1 week. The show stars Clooney, who is making his Broadway debut and who also co-wrote the show. Pretty impressive, since the runners-up were Wicked and Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 47 for a high this afternoon with wind southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 54 by Friday. Some rain, maybe a thunderstorm, with rain continuing into the weekend. It'll change to snow eventually by late Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.